We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section, the 15th chapter. Gam tzirich she'edah digam hu lo niftar mimitzvat aseh din kesef talveh. A person, sometimes it's his livelihood to make money by collecting interest. And we discussed last time that there are halachic loopholes that he has to employ in order to be able to make that money. But he has to remember that he also has a mitzvah to give loans for free. That's a mitzvah that's incumbent on every Jew, to find opportunities to help his fellow man, lefi kochon, according to his capacity. A person sometimes thinks, hey, this is my livelihood, my life comes first. We're not saying he shouldn't make any profit. We're saying that he has to make a profit, and that doesn't absolve him from his obligation of also finding opportunities to do kindness. All we mean to say is, he, according to his capacity, he also has to do kindness. Because the store owner is also obligated, according to his capacity, to do kindness. Even though if you have a business, so you could always buy more produce, a person can take all his savings and invest it right now. Nonetheless, if he could minimize his business and have a little bit of extra money to lend others, then he should do that. Like we mentioned earlier in the second chapter, but a person whose whole business is giving loans and making money off that, well then to him it's very hard to overcome himself and take an opportunity and say, here, I'm doing this for free and I'll get a mitzvah. So then the way to do it, the good advice, how do you succeed in actually doing kindness if that's your business? Set aside some money for kindness. Then you don't find it so hard, because you already took it out of your steady bank account. Rav Halberstam Zatzal used to have two bank accounts, his family's bank account and the bank account for chesed. And if a person works it that way, that he has a separate account with money for kindness, then that's money that doesn't go into the pool. That's money that you don't count on anyways. I have a separate wallet where I keep the money for tzedakah. So then if someone comes and asks me for tzedakah, I don't have to take it out of the money I was going to use for groceries today or anything else. I've already set aside the money, so it's much easier. And then you don't even treat that money as your money. That's money that you're already thinking, just what opportunity is going to be the best opportunity to do kindness with that money. If you set aside that money, so then you can give it as loans, and then when it comes back, you give it as loans again, and then you have money that's set aside for doing the mitzvah. Just like you're always thinking how to do well on your business, so too, a person should always think how to do well and doing kindness to others. In this way, a person will also strengthen himself in this aspect of having more kindness in Am Yisrael. We'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem.